This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Pearson Signature Dealership Studio. This is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. WRNL Richmond and WRVQ HD2 Richmond. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either 2 or 3 of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's big ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening and welcome, 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 all you Wahoos and ACC fans. Frank and Hobbo in studio.
Hey, it's almost good afternoon.
It's early.
You know, this is a special Thanksgiving edition. We're on early.
Wake up early. We're trying to get you
ready. I got to go home and make my turkey.
Yeah, or you maybe go to the gym. You got to start burning some calories.
Man, insults right off the get-go here.
So do I. Believe me, I need to be there.
Maybe we could go together.
Yeah, we need to double up. We know Gates is at the gym. He's agreed to come on next week, so we get to tease him a little
bit. Good. Yeah, I have some questions about the basketball team, so it's good. I need answers.
Yes.
But we're talking mostly football tonight with our guest David Sloan, who's on the line now, and Paul Collins later. So a lot of football to discuss as we get ready for the Hokies on Saturday night.
Quickly, I want to go down memory lane. I remember back in the mid-70s watching David Sloan and Billy Copeland run the football, and I used to cheer my lungs out from Section 124 with my dad.
Here's a thought. Unless I'm mistaken, aren't both Brown and Pace injured? Maybe we can get David
Suit up. I heard David has a couple of games of eligibility.
David, are you ready to get out there Saturday night? Now, it might be a little chilly in Blacksburg on Saturday night. What do you think?
It's going to be chilly, and I'm going to be full of turkey, so no way.
We need you, though, man. I mean, we need your 4.7 yards per carry. I mean, come on.
Come on, you got game left in you. You got one game, that's all.
You've got good knees. Come on.
Get out there.
I understand our backfield is hurting.
Yeah, we're depleted. Depleted is the word.
We're down to running backs that are so small, they can't put their accurate size.
You know, Frank was a running back in the day. We're thinking about putting him in, you know.
Yeah, listen, you talk about desperation. Hey, this kid, Noah Vaughn, he can scoot, but I'm telling you flat out, they have got to make some holes for him. I think if they could find a hole or two, he could get to the third and fourth level. I mean, he could get out there and find some green grass.
If it's a big enough hole, you and David could get through it, you know.
Well,
hey, David.
Let's not go that far.
You know, we got two optimists tonight. You and Paul Collins are both optimistic. I need a little optimism. I'm a little down in the dumps here relative to both football and basketball. Cheer me up and tell me how we're going to figure it out between now and Saturday.
Well, let me tell you, we're up again. Both sports, we're up again. We got a whole new team in basketball. And, you know, it was a whole new offensive line, essentially, I think, if I remember correctly. You know, the transfer portal does not work for us necessarily. We may occasionally get a good player or two that comes in, but it's, you know, we've got to you've really got to want to come to Virginia if you sign on to come. And I think that for us to be playing for a 6-6 season on Saturday night in Blacksburg, as cold as it's going to be down there, I think it's a step in the right direction, if I could be so optimistic.
You know, David, all things considered, the team has come a long way in the last couple of years, and they're fighting. I mean, there's no two ways about it. Rudzinski has done an outstanding job as the defensive coordinator. I like Des Kitchings as a person, but I'm not sure he understands the personnel Virginia has versus the teams and these formidable defenses we faced in recent weeks. He somehow played with the Rubik's Cube and came up with a good scheme against Pitt. But against Notre Dame and SMU, it was brutal. I mean, I had to tell people I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it because I couldn't think of anything nice to say. Much like Habo's mother says, if he didn't have anything nice to say as a young man, he should shut up.
I should shut up. But, well, I will say, you know, clearly Notre Dame and SMU are both the potential playoff teams.
Yes.
So we played a different level of competition the last couple of weeks. And I know we'll talk about this with Paul Collins, but poor Calandria the last couple of weeks has been running for his life back there. How many sacks have we given up in all
He had nine
weeks?
This week. Yeah. He had 10 against Carolina. I think it was 8 against Notre Dame.
We could talk about Carolina. We could talk about Carolina into the evening. I hated that. I mean, you know me. I'm 1-11 and beat Carolina. I'm happy to be 1-11 and beat Carolina during the regular season in that one game. And I think that we got to. This is my personal advice to myself and maybe to you guys, is that we've won 5 games. We have a shot at winning a 6th game, and it's going to take a team that's going to work together and rise up and play as one. And I think that that's something that this team does. I don't know how to explain it other than the coaches have done a good job with the mentality of this team.
I agree. Hold on. David, you've touched on something I think very few people have picked up on. I do think this team is playing hard for each other, and they are playing for the head coach, and you don't hear any back talk. I'm moving around the program all the time. You don't hear people trashing their coaches or their fellow players. They all want the same thing. They're all giving it their best. And for the life of me, I opened my newsletter by saying they're trying very hard.
Yeah, give them credit for that. And you know, the biggest word in the English language, if. But if they were able to win Saturday night, you'd have to say this would be a very successful season.
A successful season.
Absolutely.
It would be what we should strive to get to every year, and anything we go above 6 wins every year is a delight. And I just think that's the way it is in the world of college athletics.
It is. Listen, there's no two ways about it. The portal, NIL, and all these conference reconfigurations. I mean, it's almost like musical chairs, right? So, let's be fair. I mean, I'm sure a couple of years ago, Stanford and Cal never thought in a million years they'd be traveling to the East Coast to play anybody, right? And for that matter, I'm sure SMU's people, they never thought they'd ever be visiting Scott Stadium. Now, I hope the next time they come back to Scott Stadium, we have a better team.
Be a little more competitive next time.
Right. I mean, I don't like to be their traveling homecoming opponent. But, remember the Washington Generals against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I know, the poor Generals.
Yes. But I do think, David, when George Welsh first, and for that matter, Dick Beswick, when Dick Beswick first got to Virginia, he had to make them competitive. And he found a way to do that. And Virginia had a winning season when I was in school. And we loved it. We were thrilled. And we told every football player we'd see on the grounds how proud we were. And we'd applaud them. And, he paved the way for George. I'm convinced George Welsh never would have come to Virginia if they hadn't had that winning season there. And
yeah, you got to lay the foundation. Now, David, the only exception I would say what you're saying, I think clearly 6 wins this year would be a terrific year, given everything.
Absolutely.
But I think longer term, you got to have higher expectations than that. I'd like to think Virginia football could eventually compete again for an ACC championship.
Well, I'm not going to bring up Bronco right now. We're going to talk about that with Paul Collins. But, you know, the whole school has got to get behind football. And I'm going to be on this all the way through Christmas this year and on into next year. The entire school has got to get behind the football program. The Board of Visitors, the Board of Managers, every bloody blankety-blank person I run into, I'm going to start bringing it up. And people are either going to embrace it or they're going to hate me. I don't care. I'm tired of it.
It's difficult for me to admit as a basketball guy, but you've got to be successful at football for the benefit of the whole athletic department.
Listen, it's crucial today. You know, too much of the budget depends upon the athletic budget is devoted to football. Therefore, it's got to bring in the most revenue. It's really that simple. And you know what? I've been in the stadium now these last few years since Bronco left, and we're not drawing big enough crowds.
What do they say? Yep. Plenty of good seats still available.
Yes, and I don't like that. David, what are your three keys for beating the Hokies on Saturday night at 8 o'clock?
Yeah, well, I think we have to we're going to have to continue to see our defense play well. You know, they've been pretty consistent all year, in my opinion, given the ins and outs of the talent level. So I think we're going to have to play well defensively, and we're going to have to do well on special teams. I know we hear that a lot, and I think we've done all right on special teams this year, and we're going to have to continue that. And then we're going to have to try to give Calandria and whoever we're going to put in at running back some reason to think that we can move the ball. I think we can. I mean, I think mentality down there is the Hokies think that, you know, that, and they do. They own Blacksburg, and they're fighting for a winning season. So they're going to bring their best, and if we don't go down there and play with our best attitude, whether we win or lose, then maybe we'll have a conversation one day about why it seems to be that way.
Right.
But I don't think we're going to see that. I think we're going to see a team that's going to give it everything they have, especially after losing in such a bad way to SMU. I mean, what have they got to lose?
I just think SMU, Clemson, and for that matter, Notre Dame, that's a different level of football.
It is.
Those are top ten teams.
Virginia needed to beat Maryland or Louisville to have already gotten this sixth win. But let me tell you something. Yep. I think they had a quality win against Boston College, and I don't think there should be anybody looking down at that.
Played well against
you
Pitt.
You saw what BC did this weekend in North Carolina.
And the sad thing about the Louisville game, that was an opportunity. We were very much in that game and just didn't get it done.
And listen, we've won the bye weeks, so technically we have a winning season right now. We beat a ranked Pittsburgh team.
At Pittsburgh.
And for about a quarter and a half, we gave Clemson the fit and had the lead, and their fans were stunned. Right? Virginia is capable of playing better. Will they show up at 8 o'clock Saturday night and realize in the trenches they're going to have to go nose to nose with some tough guys? And let's face it, the Virginia offensive line has got to put on their cloaks, and they've got to be willing to butt heads the whole game with those monsters and just say, hey, you know, we belong here, we're going to win this game. I mean, if the offensive line doesn't block better, Calandria or Musket or any of the running backs, they don't have a chance. They just don't.
Yeah.
Tech's line is going to come to play.
I think regardless, I think we've got a coaching staff that's behind these guys, and I think the coaching staff believes that they know what they're doing. I mean, maybe I'm totally out of it and don't understand it, but, you know, I think week in and week out, whether we've gotten our noses smashed in or whether we've pulled an upset – You know, I think the guys play hard. We just don't have enough people. Yeah. And that's what the focus has to be. And how can we expect to get enough people 2 years after losing three guys? I mean, it's just, you know, I'm not one to make excuses, but it, you know, that is hard. That is hard for a team to overlook and play football, and it's just going to take a little time.
I have heard 12 to 13 players have looked to transfer, but their credits did not translate to UVA correctly, and they're looking elsewhere. And I know the football coaching staff is very frustrated right now, and they need a lot of bodies this year.
And that goes back to what you said earlier about the university committing to football. They need to make some adjustments. And I've heard that, too, that it's a lot easier at Virginia, both football and basketball, to get a graduate transfer to come as opposed to someone who's in their undergraduate years. Hey, yep. David, we appreciate your joining us. Have a marvelous Thanksgiving. Stay safe, and we'll keep our fingers crossed for Saturday night. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'll talk to you guys later.
Take care, buddy.
All right, Who's Talking? We'll continue in a moment. We have our Ortho Virginia Injury Report with Dr. Boyd Rawls. Stay tuned. Early Thanksgiving edition of Who's Talking.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. Our professional technicians have years of experience. We use the highest quality tools and equipment, and we have the resources to get the job done right the first time. You might think that would cost more, but it doesn't. It saves you time, saves you worry, and ultimately saves you money. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Our early Thanksgiving edition of Who's Talking. I hope you remembered to tune in early so you're catching the show. We got the ortho injury report, and right now Frank wants to bring us up to date with an event that the UVA Club of Richmond is holding.
Yes, they have a game watch party this coming Saturday to watch the Wahoos play the Hokies. It's going to be at Bar West in the West End, right at Grove Avenue and Maple. I think the actual address is 5811 Grove Avenue. Anyway, Bar West is a lot of fun. I know the owner, Rob Long, and you should go out there and support the UVA club.
Here's the great news. It's going to be a lot warmer there than it will be at Lane Stadium.
So, probably true.
Yeah, so you'll be very comfortable watching the game there.
And lots of tasty libations.
Absolutely. This brings back memories for Hobo. Maui Invitational first-round game. Memphis beating UConn at the moment, 69-60. 6:50 to go in the contest. So may have an upset brewing over there in the first round of the Maui Invitational, where I did my first broadcast 28 years ago.
Oh, stop it!
Yeah. First game right there at the Lahaina Civic Center.
Who did the Cavs play?
South Carolina, and Eddie Fogler was the coach, and we won the contest.
God, Eddie didn't shake hands, did he?
No, I don't know. But we got to the final. You know, I went twice. We got to the final both times in that particular, the first year, and 96, we lost to Kansas, Roy Williams, Paul Pierce. They had a pretty good team that year and lost in the final.
That actually was a good game. I remember that game.
Yeah. Anyway, right. Boyd Rawls, the one and only.
Mr. Ortho Virginia himself. I mean, short of Jody Smith, this guy is the number two dog over there in Ortho Virginia. How you doing, Boyd?
I appreciate that. I'm doing great. You guys pretty much got the injuries covered there, it sounded like. So
I got some names here for you. You ready?
It looked like a magnitude of injuries over the weekend.
All right. So So during the game, unfortunately, both running backs succumbed. Xavier Brown, after a nice run that he got caught right as he got to the corner. He looked like he was going to go for long yardage, and a guy tripped him, and a guy fell on him awkwardly and broke his collarbone, we think. So number zero is out, and he will miss the last game of the year. Kobe Pace went into the tent right in front of me at midfield, I want to say the third period maybe, and he looked very concerned. Although, I have to admit, Kobe Pace, he could do like detective murder mysteries. He's got that look on his face like somebody has done something terrible.
Oh.
You know, he's got that kind of scowl. But I hope Kobe is just like, you know, a day or two, needs a little rehab on his knee. And he's a grad student, so this is his last ride. I'm betting that he comes back. Otherwise, Noah Vaughn will be getting heavy-duty reps all week with the first team units, and he's got a burst and some wiggles. So anyway, let's talk about some of the other injuries we know about. First off, we know that Corey Thomas, we believe, had a mini concussion against Notre Dame, and he played plenty and even had an amazing interception against the SMU Mustangs, number three in your program, defensive back, concussion protocol. If it's not one that causes you to wince looking at the lights and you don't get vertigo and all that, but if you just get dinged a little, what's the protocol?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's in terms of, you know, looking at possibilities for this weekend. I don't think that's unreasonable. You know, you know, the protocol kind of is what it is, but, you know, we're also pretty vigilant about these things, you know, now, and, you know, we're kind of, look, some of the coaches want to get them back on the field too. So if it's really wasn't much to it, I think they'll kind of go through the paces of kind of working them out and then, you know, kind of gradually getting him back into contact over the week. But my hope is that we'd see him this weekend.
All right. Noah Josi had a moment there during the, I think it was third quarter, where he was sitting on the field not too far from the Virginia side of the field, and but he didn't pop up and walk off. He sat there, and the training staff ran out to him. And you, rarely do you see a guy sitting. It's a it's kind of an unusual thing. He's number 77.
Did you get a sense it was a leg injury?
I was looking like crazy and couldn't tell. The way they were talking to him and looking at him, you know, they could have been talking about, you know, why did you eat the double cheeseburger before the game? I mean, I couldn't see anything. Now, Blake Steen, the right tackle, he got rolled up on and he came out of the game, but then he went back in. So hopefully both those guys are going to be all right.
Hey, Boyd,
absolutely.
We appreciate you calling in, and we wish you and your family the very best for Thanksgiving. Have a terrific holiday, and we will talk to you soon.
All right, appreciate it. Y'all too.
Thank you, Boyd. Have a great night.
All right, back in a few moments with former offensive lineman Paul Collins. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience. Dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience. The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott.
I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talkin' with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, Who's Talking is back. And we've got one of my favorite contributors, sponsors, football friend, Wahoo.
Overall good guy.
Yes, and he's a big guy. I like big guys. I like to surround myself, Terry Gates, Paul Collins, guys.
You need protection.
I do. I've always needed
protection. You've always needed to travel with security.
Well, you know, my mouth has gotten me in trouble. All right.
You're going to get no argument from me on that
I convinced you to do this show, didn't I? All right.
You're a salesman.
All right. Paul, welcome to Who's Talking Tonight. How are you, sir?
Good, guys. Wahoo, wah. Happy Turkey Week.
Listen,
we hope it's a happy turkey week on Saturday night. That's the key. You know,
we're going to win this one.
I'd like to have turkey twice this week, Thursday and Saturday.
You know what? Terry Kirby told me he's suiting up for this game. And
we could use somebody like that.
And Chris Slade says he's got one game of eligibility, and I'll take those guys.
I'm just going to tell you, you want a little bit of Ray Roberts and Mark Dixon as opposed to those guys.
That's true. We need offensive line help right now.
Well, the point's well taken. We've had great offensive linemen
Where's Tom
through
Glassick?
The years.
Yeah. Give me Tom Glassick. Remember him? Playboy All-American. End up playing for the Denver Broncos. But, all right, Paul, you and I went at it a little bit this afternoon, which – I always enjoy our talks.
Spirited.
I realize that that there's my opinion and then there's yours.
Do we have to choose?
Okay.
I'll take Paul.
Yeah, no. That's fine. That's right. You've always been a traitor, Hobbo. All right. So, Paul, the football team has had a brutal schedule. Let's face it. The scheduling gods down there in Charlotte did not do UVA any favors this year. Clemson on the road, that's no picnic. And then this is the year we needed Florida State. Did we get them? No. How about some of these other teams? But, you know, you had Notre Dame in South Bend. I mean, why? Just somebody tell me why. And then of course, we've got SMU, who is now sending message to the rest of the conference. All SMU needs to do is win one more game, and they play Cal in Dallas, and they're given 9 points. And I bet you SMU beats Cal worse than they beat Virginia.
Well, listen, they've got a athletic department and a school that wants to be successful. I'm not certain that we do. So,
yes,
there's your SMU capsule right there.
You know what? Maybe we should put the Board of Visitors on a bus or a plane or something, and fly them down to Dallas.
Dallas, the Big D,
and just walk around and notice how many people are yelling "Go Mustangs." I mean, you know, you meet anybody that ever has anything to do with SMU, and they'll tell you all about it.
Well, you know, the one thing I think SMU has committed dollars to their programs.
Oh, yeah, they got epic money.
And guys, you got to clarify that too, right, for the fans, because when we hear dollars, we just think of NIL.
Yeah.
You know, you got to clarify that for people, because dollars is operational budget, size of the staff, nutritionist, et cetera, et cetera. And our school likes to hide behind, hey, we built them a new building, but they don't want to tell you that we still have the second to lowest football operational budget in the conference. So, you know, there's a disconnect between the athletic department and the school, and I don't know what fixes it, and I'm not even certain that the school wants to fix it. And I think there's a certain academic culture there that is, you know, fought outgrow, for instance, with admissions. I know for a fact that Tony Elliott's had several people in the portal that couldn't get in through admissions. So, you know, listen, I can sit here all day and say Tony didn't do this and Dez is out over his skis, but at the end of the day, we're caught in Groundhog Day. It's just too easy to blame the coaches. And there's something else going on, and it's been going on since Al. It went from Al to Mike, Mike to Bronco, and now Bronco to Tony. So I'm just going to ask for people to say, hey, when you want to judge people, you need to paint the entire picture, because there's some people that aren't getting any heat that quite honestly need a lot of heat.
Paul, let me ask you.
I agree 100%.
Does that go all the way to the Board of Visitors, or is that an athletic department? Who needs to make that decision?
Listen, there's somebody DLD. Way above me has got to be able to answer that question. But listen, there's a disconnect. There's a disconnect when players who have graduated from other institutions wanted to come here through the portal and were denied admissions. That's a problem. Listen, if you're a kid in the portal and you're even considering Virginia, you've probably got a pretty decent academic profile, even if you haven't graduated. So I'm just telling you, there's a disconnect, and I don't have the answer to it, but it's been a long-standing disconnect. Now, we've had some athletic department dysfunction, right? Oliver years, you know, clearly, you know, torpedoed Mike London and his staff. But at the end of the day, you know, Al came in, had some success, got tired of it, said, nope, I'm out. You know, Mike came in. Again, that might have been a little bit more athletic department dysfunction than school dysfunction. But I'm tired of it. It's such an easy out to blame the coach. And I've done it. I mean, so I'm going to be a little bit guilty there. You know, listen, every one of us in anything we do can be better at it. We all make mistakes. None of us are perfect. And that's coaches, too. But we just got to stop saying it's all on the coaching staff and it's all on lack of this and lack of that. And there's bigger problems, and people, it's just easy for them to hide, in my opinion.
I couldn't agree more. And, you know, Maloney and Hobgood are going to be beating the drum between here and New Year's Day concerning this.
And I think I'm going to call the governor's office and say I want on the BOV.
I think we got to get Barry Parkin back on the phone.
Hobo on the BOV. That's what has to happen.
I'm not sure the BOV can handle the Hobgood.
I know. It may cause too much chaos.
Man, you thought Linda was critiquing your commentaries before. Wait till this happens. Yeah. All right. The Cavaliers going to Blacksburg, and we know the problems. The offensive line is not giving the quarterback enough time to see the field, much less time for him to see anybody. Number two, there's almost no rushing attack now, and the running backs are all beat up. Xavier Brown has a broken collarbone, and Kobe Pace has a sprained knee. Jack Greasy, we think, has
MIA.
He's MIA with a hamstring injury. And now we've got a little running back. This young man's pretty brave. I watched him. He can scoot, but Noah Vaughn, 5'8", 199 pounds, and I don't know who backs up Vaughn. Maybe they use Tyree.
What if they listen? Brought, he was a getting ready. He was a pretty good running back at Notre Dame for a couple years.
What if they bring Tyree into the backfield and use some motion stuff and some little counter plays? And
why wait? I mean, yes, I'd be excited about it. It only took the 12th game to get him involved in the offense, if that's what they did.
Listen, if the guy gets 150 yards in this game and Virginia wins, I'll nominate the coach, you know, for every award there is.
Well, there's no need saving him at this point.
That's important too, right? You know, as critical as we can be, quick to judge, if you throw all the circumstances for the year out, if you say, hey, is 6-6 in a small bowl game an improvement for the program? The answer is absolutely yes, right? So
right.
You've got huge stakes going into Saturday. You can completely flip the script, so to speak, and get a win, go to a small bowl game, and that is clearly progress for the program.
Yes.
My concern is, again, really thin. You know, a lot of bodies out. And then there's this emotion piece, Frank. You and I talked about it.
Yep.
Tech hates us. they hate us. I mean, their fans hate us. The schools hate us. The players hate us. That's a very powerful emotion, and we have failed to match that in the last 20 years.
It's completely different than our oldest rivalry with North Carolina. Virginia 100%. Fans, Virginia alumni really, really want to beat North Carolina. It's always been in our DNA since the day we were first sitting in Scott Stadium or sitting in old U-Haul, right?
Yep.
It's different. So
you can throw out the record. Throw out their record and arguably say they've had a worse season than us. I mean, let's face it. Their expectations, their bar was 10 and 11 wins and people talking about them in the ACC championship and a dark horse for the playoffs. So they clearly had a worse year than us. But you can throw all that out. They're going to be down probably to their third-string quarterback. And again, you know, history, last 20 years has shown we don't match that emotion. And
that's the key. We got to match their emotion and their intensity.
Right at the opening kickoff. Go get a penalty, hit somebody, and knock them clean out of off the planet. You know,
yeah.
Will Virginia get that fired up? And I will say this. You and I were talking earlier. You know, Tony Elliott is too nice a guy.
Yeah, is he going to give that fire and brimstone in the locker room before the game?
No, but maybe can Chris Slade give that talk?
Yeah, but you can have those guys. Listen, when I played, George was not that guy. If George tried to show any emotion, we'd all laugh. So
yeah.
But he had two guys on offense and defense. He had Tom O'Brien, and if Tom O'Brien said, go jump on those razor blades and pour alcohol, you would do it. And then Phil Elmation on defense. So Elmation was an absolute nut on game day. Now, again, I'm not close enough to that staff to know whether they do or don't have that guy. So that emotion doesn't have to come out of the head coach. But it's got to come out in those assistants during practice this week, because they're going to play this week how they practice. So they're not going to go hard this week, because that's the concern. You got all these injuries. You got Band-Aid. You got a MASH unit coming out on the field. So I don't know how hard they're going to practice, and I don't know if it's going to be with emotion. But you're going to show up Saturday, and you're going to play how they practiced with or without emotion this week.
Well, if there was ever a game this year that the Cavs need to come out of that tunnel to start the game, this is the one where they need to have the chin strap buckled, the backpack, you know, on their back, and the boots laced tight, and they need to go in there with bayonets affixed and go to war.
I hear you, but Dez is going to get the quarterbacks killed if he doesn't change his game plan. He calls a game to what he wants, not to his talent. So if he's going to go to 5 and 7 step drops, you're going to see that defensive end from Tech matches sack total for the year in our game. So that's a concern.
I don't think they're blind. This is the game Kitchens rolls. He utilizes some kind of pistol, or he uses some jet sweeps, or he uses some semi rolls, and they throw on rundowns and they run on pass downs. They've got to be totally unpredictable, and if they don't, they will get Calandria killed.
Well, no need.
Or Musket.
Anything in the playbook this week, you might as well use it, because there's no need saving it.
Well, I think they need to show things they haven't used all year.
Well, again, Tyree, you've yet to use Tyree. Great athlete. Get him in the game. Get him in the mix early. Get him in the mix often. Short passes, 3-step drops. We used to call it a pop pass to your tight end. You've got some pretty decent. The kid from the Harvard transfer is a damn good tight end.
Tyler Neville.
And then the Dakota Twitty kid. The knock is supposedly he doesn't like to block, but if he can catch, I mean, I've certainly seen him catch. You got to get some tight ends in the game and get these short over the middle passes, because I understand why you're trying to go down the field and hit Malachi Fields, and if you've got a quality offensive line that can give your quarterback 3, 4, 5 seconds, great. But we're going down the field and getting them killed. So, but like I said, they just got to come out pissed off. They got to be pissed off all week. If they're not,
they got to meet fire with fire. Listen, that was Paul Collins, and we thank you for your honesty and your support. And we'll be catching up soon for a cold one. All right.
Absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving, Paul.
Got to head to break here. We come back on the other side. Frank and Hobbo will go over the Olympic sports report from Fridays, as well as the whole ACC rundown. Stay with us.
See in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Franklin Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either two or three of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our seven offices in Richmond or walk into one of our three ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. We want to thank Bill Leverty for that bumper music. Old childhood friend. How about we've got the Friday's injury,
Olympic.
The Olympic Report, sponsored by our good friends at Friday's. And why is Friday so awesome?
Happy hour?
Yep.
I'm all about happy hour. You know, and appetizers.
Great appetizers.
You know.
Whiskey glazed everything.
That's sad when your life is about eating and drinking, you know.
Hey, we can win that game.
I'm trying to eat a little less these days, see if I can do something about that. Before I do the Olympics, let's talk about next week. You got Antonio Rice and Terry Gates.
How about that for a lineup?
That's an all-star lineup.
And Dr. O.
And we're on at 6 o'clock again next week. I know
Oh, my goodness, we're back at a regular time.
It's been like a yo-yo. You know, 1 week to the next, it changes. But next week is 6.
That's because Odyssey loves us.
Yeah, that's right. We've got too many conflicts with VCU and Virginia Tech. But next week, regular time, 6 o'clock, Antonio Rice, Terry Gates, and Dr. O. So just on the Olympic front, disappointing news. The women's soccer team lost to Wisconsin, so they were knocked out of the NCAA tournament. We've talked a little bit about the volleyball team. They are having a terrific season, maybe the best season they've had in like 20 years. They lost to Louisville but beat Notre Dame, so their record now 21-8. They finished the regular season this week playing at Carolina and then Boston College at home. And then probably the best news on the Olympic front, the men's soccer team that got off to kind of a slow start this year, but they beat West Virginia 2-1 over the weekend, so they move on to the third round of the NCAA tournament. And because UMass upset Penn, that game will be at Klockner Stadium at 5 p.m. next Friday. So that's Virginia versus UMass NCAA tournament game at Klockner Stadium next Saturday at 5 o'clock.
That promises to be a hell of a match.
Yeah. Yeah, so the mighty Coach Gelnovach got his team playing very well at the right time of year.
Listen, he is the man. Bruce Arena coached him all those years ago, and, you know, George Gelnovach stayed at Virginia the whole time.
Yeah, terrific soccer program at UVA, both men and women. All right, let's look at the ACC schedule here. There's one game.
Oh, hold on one thing.
Yes.
Brian Vahely, we forgot to mention this last week. Brian Vahely, the former UVA All-American tennis player, was named, I believe, the head of the USTA big board, whatever that title is.
Good.
Anyway, it's a big deal. There's a Wahoo going to oversee tennis in the United States.
Shows he's highly respected. We'll skip Stanford at San Jose State. Georgia Tech at Georgia. I think the line's 20.5 on that one.
You know what? I'm going to tell you this right now. Take the points. I watched Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech, I've seen 4 or 5 of their games this year. They held off a very good NC State team on Saturday, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if they weren't nip and tuck with Georgia to the wire.
Although that game, as is in Athens, Georgia.
Oh!
South Carolina at Clemson. I think what's the line on that? 4.5 for Clemson?
Yeah, Clemson's favored by 4.5. And I think Clemson will cover. Dabo is a heck of a coach, and he'll find a way to win that game.
Duke Wake Forest, got to give your tip your hat to Duke. Manny Diaz has done a terrific job.
He's kept the fire burning after Elko left for Texas A&M.
Yeah, and how about Louisville at Kentucky? Louisville had a big win over Pitt this past weekend.
You know, Louisville's sort of Jekyll and Hyde. I see them finding a way to beat the Kentucky Wildcats.
Pitt, who's really fading fast at the end, visits Boston College.
Yeah, you know, maybe Pitt's had injuries or whatever, and the bloom is off the rose, and BC just thumped Carolina. You have to believe BC at home, they found a way to beat
the
Panthers.
It's going to be chilly there, too. 3 o'clock kick. Miami at Syracuse, maybe the most important game of the weekend other than Virginia Tech, but that one has playoff implications. Miami has to win the game to get to the playoff.
Very dangerous game. This isn't a trap game. It's an old Big East game, and I think Miami will find a way to come out of there and escape with the W, but I don't see how they're going to. If they cover, it's because they blow them out right away. We got 2 minutes.
NC State at Carolina, we'll just touch on that one.
Carolina's will lose that one. They've lost 3 or 4 games in a row to the Wolfpack.
We'll skip over Florida State. Florida State's had a dreadful year. We all know that. And then the game, ACC Network, 8 o'clock. The Hoos visit Blacksburg. What are the keys to the game?
Well, clearly both teams are fighting for the same thing, except the Hokies, just as Mr. Collins alluded to earlier, Paul alluded to it, they hate us. Do Virginia players hate the Hokies? I don't know. I think they strongly dislike them. And can they get their hair on fire and go out there and just take them down? They've got to get fired up. You know, Aaron Brooks back in the day was the kind of guy, I'm sure when he was in the huddle, he's saying, we're going to kick their blank.
So, well, it's a program game, as we've said throughout the show. If Virginia got 6 wins and goes to any bowl game, it's a very successful season. So it's a meaningful game for Virginia. Kind of a disappointing year for Tech. They had high expectations.
But, you know, I said all along, and I said it on AWOD's show on 3 or 4 occasions at the beginning of the season, I thought this was a year too soon to put so much expectation on Brent Pry and the Hokies. And I still feel that way. And Virginia might put salt in the wound. This is a dangerous game for the Hokies, because if Virginia shows up ready to play, the Hokies have proven that they can fold in the fourth quarter.
And both teams have a lot of injuries, so it'll be interesting. 8 o'clock, ACC Network in a cold Blacksburg, Virginia. Don't forget, next week, 6 o'clock, regular time, Antonio Rice, Terry Gates, and Dr. O.
Go Hoos.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood. On Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.